Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. This week, your program once again brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. We spoke to Joel Bauer on Friday, and once again mentioning to Joel about the high demand for those Mid-Soda trailers, just seeing a great demand of trailers. And, well, we did talk about service that Mid-Soda offers as folks have trailers and need to keep them, of course, all up to par, safe on the roads, and he says they can do it all at Mid-Soda Manufacturing.
That's one thing we encourage everybody, especially coming into the spring season. That's when everybody gets crazy busy again and they don't have time to be down or don't have time to bring the trailer in to get service. Bring it in now. We can go through those bearings, make sure those lights are working, chase the mice out of the frames and get those wiring harnesses put back together so the lights are going to work. So when spring is here, they can hook up to that trailer and get to work.
Do you guys have, like, the braking systems and stuff for the trucks too, Joel?
Absolutely. We have brake controllers and all the wiring harnesses that will modify those controllers depending on the truck you get. That's all here and in stock and ready to be installed if somebody needs one.
Joel, did we sell all your used trailers, or you still got one or two?
There is one left. The second one went out yesterday, of those three we talked about the other week. So there is one left, and I tell you what, I don't know how much longer that one's going to be there.
Minnesota Farmers Union holding their virtual lobby days, three lobby days wrapping up as they went Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Governor Tim Walz addressing Minnesota Farmers Union members as one of the main topics on the surface this week was the access to more local meat processing and have some of that processing available as well. Walz talked about that and some other things during the session this week.
Minnesota's Farmers Union's advocacy around small processors is at the heart of a free market. What you're fighting are monopolies that kill free markets. It's not government regulations you need to worry about. It's monopolies you need to worry about. And that has cut off innovation, cut off opportunities for folks, and strangled some of our smaller communities. I'm proud that we were able, and this is full credit goes to Tom Peterson and this organization for pushing that, be able to move some of those COVID dollars to try and pilot program some of this, because, boy, did we find out we quite literally had all our eggs and all our pork in one basket when COVID struck, and all of a sudden we had a fear that our protein sources were going to evaporate. And this is an organization that's for years saying, well, we have the solution to that. We have a solution into diversifying that. It's allowing for more market access. So I think there's reasons to be optimistic. And I also want to thank all of you. And I had a tough conversation with some of our ag friends today who have bought into this idea that moving towards a carbon-free future is one, not inevitable, because it is, and two is that it's economically and morally the right direction to go. Biofuels have always been a strong piece of that, and we still support that. But moving towards a smart, clean car strategy is also a really good move, too. And no matter how much some groups want to say, it doesn't impact you one bit. You want to buy your tractor, buy it. You want to buy your F-150 powered by fuel, buy it. The fact of the matter is, though, once again, they're trying to stop the free market. 66% of Minnesotans want to try and buy an EV vehicle. The problem is, if we don't make these moves, they go to states that have already done it, and that's 14 other states. So I really appreciate some support around this, and it's going to be hard. I told some of our folks, it's going to be hard to hold our coalition together around biofuels if they jettison our folks who are concerned that we move towards a clean energy future. We need everybody on board on this. So I just want to say thanks for what you do. Thanks for keeping in the fight. Thanks for making the progress, and together we can get that. So this will be over. This will be over, and the vaccines are coming. We'll move beyond this, and then we can start to address those real issues that you have been bringing up for years with real solutions.
As you heard, Governor Walz looking for some support when it comes to Minnesota adopting California car standards, and Walz is looking to mandate California's auto emission standards in our state. And also this past week, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency conducted its first public information sessions regarding this mandate. State Representative Lisa Damath joined us on Friday, and she said she was not in favor of adopting these California car standards.
What I have heard so far from constituents, as this is continuing to be talked about and starting, it's not in place yet, but to talk about it, is concern that Minnesota is definitely not California. You know, with the snow that's potentially predicted in our area tomorrow, I'm going to be driving, if I have to go out, which I don't, but I'm going to be driving an all-wheel drive vehicle or a four-wheel drive vehicle. So to put those same restrictions that California has now put in place, forcing those on Minnesotans is only going to drive up the cost of the vehicles, and our environment is here different, our temperatures are different. Everyone is concerned about doing our best in keeping our air, our water, you know, our environment clean, but yet in a practical way. So one of the things that's really concerning is that our governor is going around the legislative process and trying to do this through rulemaking rather than allowing the legislative process to take place and having a voice where people can voice those concerns.
Lisa, on one end, for those in favor, I've heard, well, you know, Joe, it's not forcing you to buy a vehicle. It's only just giving you the option. Is it as simple as that or not necessarily?
I don't believe it's going to be as simple as that. You know, it could start out as giving the option, but when those unrealistic standards are put into place, eventually there would be penalties or the inability for Minnesotans to make their consumer choices as they would like. It would force us to not maybe be able to buy vehicles from another place or a used vehicle. It would open the door to more complications.
Those not in favor also include those with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. Their executive director, Joe Cementek, commented on that this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's room in one Minnesota for California. They just have different concerns, different problems, different solutions. And I think Minnesota's always been a leader. We've been reducing greenhouse gas through the use of biofuels, through different farming practices that we've adopted for decades now. That's always been one of the concerns in farming in our industry and looking for solutions. So to tie us into a regime where we're going to have to be followers and not leaders, that's just not right for Minnesota.
Minnesota Soybean and the Minnesota Corn Growers holding their Min Ag Expo on a virtual platform this week. Also, Tim Weibel, who is president of the Minnesota Corn Growers, he also mentioned in regards to renewable fuels and some other issues when it comes to their priorities here during this session.
Ethanol blend up to E15 or 15% ethanol. This is something we initiated the start of last year, but with COVID coming into play, it certainly slowed all the processes down up in St. Paul. And so we really didn't get a hearing or anything on that last year. This year, I know one of our staff members or a couple of them have been very active in meeting with legislative people, but you know, for us as growers and so on and so forth, that we can do it, but it's tougher to find that time using a Zoom platform or something like that to see somebody's face when you're talking to them. Because you can read a lot people's expressions, and that's what I like about meeting face-to-face.
Hey, look at a few livestock numbers. Let's check in Brad Thielen recapping their sale at Long Prairie Livestock on Tuesday.
We had 297 head total. Had a nice market on baby calves, some good baby calves, 110 to 145. Long commons from 75 to 110. Holstein started calves from 3.25. Nice run there. Had two light beef calves break, you know, from $1.20 to $1.50. But it said two cattle come in weighing 12 something, break $1.01 by the pound to go back to feed. The fat off of them weighed 14 something, break $1.04.25. That Holstein steers last night, break 90 and a half to 94.75. We have some cross spreads off of them, 94 cents to $1.50. So a nice deal there. We had some killer bulls last night. I'd say them bulls were 76 and a half to 84.
It's your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio every Saturday morning. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Have a good weekend.